The Mountain Resort, which filed suit nearly 2 years ago, says it still has a lease on the 3,700 acres of its ski mountain. The resort says the lease runs to 2051, although, as its attorneys contend, it did make an honest mistake and missed a technical deadline to give notice of the lease's extension. But the landlord Talisker, parent company of the Canyons, says the lease is expired and legally they have the right to evict the resort from the ski hill. John Cumming Thursday told reporters they've made generous offers to Talisker to resolve the situation.
This is a terribly tragic situation potentially for our team in Park City and the community. We've been trying very hard for several years to find some practical resolution. We've made above-market offers to buy the land. We've suggested above-market lease payments. And we hope that as the legal process goes forward, there'll be some rational discussion from the other side, too.
If a resolution cannot be reached, he said they will go ahead with their plans for a Woodward Child Sports Camp.
We have been focused on serving families and kids for 30 years, for 50 years, for 23 years for me personally. And we have another way of approaching that with Woodward. It's a plan that we hope we never have to activate by itself, but it's one that we'll be happy with and we think the kids in this community will love.
Cumming asked why the other side is fighting in court, said he thinks they're in a financial pickle.
I think they're looking for a really great deal on a ski resort that is well-run, has been well invested in, has a great trademark and brand, a great position in the market. I think they've got themselves in a bit of a pickle with the deal that they've done to acquire the Canyons, and they're hoping they can get Park City Mountain Resort cheap enough to justify it.
Petter CEO John Cumming. In court, the Mountain Resort's attorney Alan Sullivan echoed Cumming's comments.
Defendants respond to many of these arguments by claiming that our contentions involve an implicit threat that we would rather see the resort close its doors than negotiate with defendants. Let me make it clear that we would like to settle with the defendants, and we've made plenty of offers. We don't believe that the defendants have ever been serious about settling. We would welcome a serious offer that would preserve the independence of Park City Mountain Resort as a competitor.
In court Thursday, the first major issue was the Mountain Resort's motion, asking the judge to reconsider his ruling against the resort in November of 2012. That ruling threw out six of the resort's claims. Secondly, Talisker was asking the court to throw out on summary judgment claims from the Mountain Resort, which asserted Talisker had waived strict obedience with its lease or had indicated from statements it understood the lease would be extended. KPCW will have further details on those legal arguments in later reports. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.